Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Drunk Words Equals Sober Thoughts podcast. Welcome back, everybody. Anybody here?
Right. No,
is anyone here?
Out real quick.
God damn, y'all wasn't ready. Should I win 1, 2, 3 or something?
I'm lit already, so let's go.
God damn,
it's been a long week.
Long week. Mm-hmm. Y'all need hugs, yo. What the fuck is going right, on? Yo, do we need to start the show with 2 shots? Like, God damn, right,
niggas quiet and
yo. Our listeners said we need energy. Gotta give them that energy.
I'm not sober, but it's
what the fuck
good.
Is going on with you?
I'm great.
You sure?
Yeah, I was drinking before I got here. I'm pretty.
Are you drinking good. That straight? You don't got no chaser, do you?
Yeah, because sugar. You know, I'm trying to minimize the sugar.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Respect. Respect.
That's, all the sugar comes in the soda.
Respect. 2021. Mm-hmm. I feel you. Eddie for likes over there. You all right? Because you look kind of crazy right now, too. You look uncomfortable, my man. Like, what the hell is going on? What is going on today, yo?
Man, I'm here. I'm back. I don't know if it's
see,
round 2
or it's what, like we but. Pick a new day. Like we at first when we did the early recordings, it was a little awkward. Now we do the late recordings. Now everybody sleep. Yeah. What the fuck
my
up?
My bad. I'm here. We good. We good. I had to get some shit together real quick.
Because yo, it's like Friday night. Yo, niggas ain't taking no naps. Niggas worked all right, week.
I almost went to jail and wasn't been able to come home to Monday.
That's true. Yeah, because
on the week. Tuesday.
It's a holiday. Monday.
What's Monday?
President's Day.
Shit, me.
Yeah, so you've been up this for Tuesday.
Man,
yeah.
Been off for too long. Yo. We've been waiting for President's Day for 2 months.
Speaking
now.
Of,
right? You definitely not getting on.
I'll be back to work by like 2 months.
For real?
Yeah, I have my appointment Thursday. Okay. I go back. I go back April 15th.
So you said it, so you said he gonna slam your arm in the door.
He said I've been in therapy for a month. He's actually very pleased with the. The range of motion I got back within that month, so he gonna let me do strengthening now. So that'd be 2 months of strengthening. Then if I go back and I'm good, he gonna let me go back to work.
Get whack that Willie.
I just can't do no strangers right now.
You can switch back to the right hand and shit.
Oh man.
Well, congratulations, man. I know.
Hold on. There wasn't no pause on that. Like the fuck? All that shit y'all was talking about me and working the mic.
Whoa. That's definitely
no
a pause.
No, because
he
was
whacking his own will.
Yeah,
it's my
own.
I'm talking about what he didn't.
What he said. You can switch back to the right
yeah,
hand.
He said you can switch back to the right hand now.
Oh.
Yeah. That's not a pause.
All right. Okay.
You all right, man? I think my man turtleneck a little bit.
I'm about to turtle and got a turtle.
Oh, man. Eddie Valax in here with the whole turtleneck.
Right. Oh, Gerald LaVert ass nigga.
It is 25 degrees outside. I had to dress appropriately.
All right, I hear you.
God damn. God, and I've been seeing them thirst traps on IG.
Right, yeah. The nigga posting mad thirst traps.
I just want to let y'all know that I am sick and tired of people telling me that I'm setting thirst traps because y'all like the fourth group of people that been told me this shit.
Well, like, then it's true then. Like it's a common denominator somewhere.
I'm like, I just enjoy, you know, having pictures taken. And
side note, Brother Man's. His monitor, one of his monitors he have his emails always pop up. I always hoping I'm gonna see like some titties pop on that motherfucker or something. But it's always like work shit. Oh, I don't want to see no work shit.
Hey,
where the titties?
I ain't even gonna say why. He might try to get me. But yeah, no, that's in my secret stash. You know, you don't get that. They ain't putting that out there in public. I used to when I used to work when I had to put my flash drive in, I would always put like stop looking at my shit like on my like save stuff is like don't stop looking at my stuff and all this stuff. You know, people be nosy as hell.
Yo,
nosy
download ass cat. Download Photo Vault, you good?
Yeah.
Anybody listen to me? Download Photo Vault.
That shit ain't work for me.
Yes, you got to put your password in it. If you put the wrong password in one time,
I take a picture of them.
It'll delete all that shit that's in the file. But remember, you got an iPhone.
So he's been through this before.
Been through it. All right, I'm telling you from experience. You put the wrong password in once, it delete everything, all the shit you got in there. But you got the iPhone, so all you got to do is restore it to the previous day.
No,
you good.
Well, it's this one. I don't know what app this is. I gotta look it up. But it got another one similar to that where if you put the wrong password, it puts up bogus pictures. Let's just be bogus pictures. So they think they're like, oh, look at this man looking at. Look, he took pictures of me.
I had one that it literally took a picture of you. Trying to get in that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's the one.
Why you go to my phone? I ain't go to your phone.
I had that on one.
What Droid. Was this? I was looking at the time. And my apps, bitch.
Oh.
Oh,
But oh, we didn't. We're moving on, but you know how we got.
We got started right.
We haven't started episode right because we started this episode by introducing everybody that's in the room. I am your humble host, Brother Man from the Fifth Floor,
aka
your Valentine's Day date,
aka
I'm gonna treat you right,
aka
I'm only $20 an hour.
Damn. Yeah, like they doing 40. Huh? Oh, you said an hour.
Yeah, 20 okay. Hour.
All right. My man.
I can't even get enough. I finally had it ready.
He was so excited about this shit.
I thought I was about to take a bow and everything. It's all good. Cause they some fucking haters anyway. Next up, we got more about Nathan, aka
the Nate Gatsby,
aka
World Dominathan,
aka
Neo.
Okay, you bring that back.
Right, throwback.
but I'm Neo from the Matrix now. I can't be the other one.
Oh, the Matrix. Okay. Oh shit. Okay. Next up, we got Average Jimmy, aka
Angry Man,
aka
Not So Friendly,
aka
Niecy.
Why?
Cause my knee is fucked up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hey, little bad energy over there.
Right. A little anger. I felt the anger just come.
Well, you know.
You gotta take a woosah.
Right.
Or a shot.
We gonna go to Grown Man's, a.k.a.
the Overweight Lover,
a.k.a.
Big Daddy,
a.k.a.
Mr. Black History Month.
Okay. Boo.
Principal Bay in a couple months, yo. Hey, once I sign the contract.
And next up, and look, this is 2 weeks in a row, y'all. We got Eddie for Life, a.k.a.
Can't Get Right,
a.k.a.
Mr. Potts,
a.k.a.
I'm going to wrap it up.
All right.
But wait, y'all not
going to
ask me why I call myself Mr. Potts?
I thought I knew why you was going to be Mr. Potts.
Why?
Because how you got the turtleneck going and you got the bush and your hair coming out and you look like a flower pot.
Oh, shit. That was quick, yo.
No.
All right, what's the Mr. Potts about, man? What's Mr. Potts about?
Because I'm in the streets. Get it? Potholes? Mr. Potts.
Yeah. We gotta start this whole episode.
Hey,
over,
yo. Mr. Sandman.
We gotta start this shit over, yo. Yo. That was worse than mine, yo.
This time.
That was worse than mine, yo.
We all over right now.
Hey, yo, can I get a clap for mine? Because that shit was trash, bro.
You could have said North Avenue. You could have said I'm a fucking any random ass street, and that would have probably flowed a little bit better.
This is how I felt about that.
Boy, if you don't get it. Hey, yo, matter of fact, you got to take a shot just for that, yo.
I missed Dover Avenue, and niggas were like, why? Because all the potholes. Oh, shit, that would have been funny, yeah. But nigga, you.
No, yo, take
I
a shot,
to,
yo.
I had to lighten the mood.
Take a shot, yo. Take a shot. Yeah, that was terrible.
For that, please.
That was terrible.
You know I'd be rooting for you, but nah, that wasn't it.
Speaking of shots.
No, we don't got to speak of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to take these shots real quick.
Well, let's take a shot for
the start of the show first.
Yes.
And then some people here.
Right, then the niggas who lost.
Well, we got to get into that though. We got to get into it a little bit.
Yeah, cuz I do have something to say. I ain't going to lie to you. Right, I got something to say. And fellas, I think I'm going to surprise y'all with what I have to say.
All right. So, if anybody listened to our last episode, which is probably what, about 1,000 of y'all or so. Maybe 100 million, something like that.
Something like that.
1,001. Oh, okay.
Man.
Yo, what you want to fucking. What's it called?
Cookie?
No, when.
Royalties or something?
Not royalty. What, commission? Like, you want a commission on that shit? Yo, I can,
a finder's fee or something.
15 cents. Eddie for Life got us a new listener. I appreciate you, new listener. Thank you. He taking all the credit for you listening, though, so all that. But, so if you have listened to our last episode, we made a little wager, a little gentleman's wager about who was going to win the Super Bowl. And then we also had a shot penalty on that. So, basically, the losers had to take shots for how many scores the other team beat them by. So, more about Nathan and I picked the Kansas City Chiefs to win. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I was real confident in it, because I was like, even if they lost, it's going to be close.
That's what I said.
So, you know, it is what it is. But they didn't even score a touchdown.
Not a one.
Not score a touchdown.
They didn't even look like the Chiefs.
So, do y'all know how many shots we need to take?
I heard it was like one.
It's two.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was three.
It's three.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's three.
Whoa,
it's three.
Whoa,
it's three.
Whoa, wait a
it's
minute. Three. Come on. Somebody bring up the score, please.
It was 33-9. Right?
33-9, right? So,
or 31-9.
So, 9-16.
That's 21.
Huh?
No, it was 22-point difference. So that is three shots.
Three shots.
16. Is it three for real?
Yeah, look, hold up. Look, I'm looking at it right now.
Yo, Mobile Nate about to leave.
Now, look, so it was 31-9.
I think I hear my wife.
It was, it was 31. It was 31-9. That's a 22 point difference, right? 9, 29, 39, 31, 32. Yeah, that's 22 points. So that's three touchdowns with three field goals, with two field goals and one extra, 2-point conversion.
But what if they went for two every time? 16? No, it's still not there.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, it's still right. Not there.
Just take it's all good. I'll take the three shots. But who's going to drive this boat?
I'm going to have to space my shots out.
Who's going to drive the boat? Because, again, I can't, you know, it's not good to drink and drive. So, be drunk and drive.
You want me to fulfill my special producer?
Hell no. This episode will be 16 hours long, bro. Nobody got time for that. All right, I'm taking my first one, y'all. But how y'all feel about the Super Bowl, man? It was kind of ridiculous, right?
So what I think, right?
Nate got one.
Leading up to it, I really thought they were going to give Tom Brady his ring and all that. Now, I can't say that the refs won the game for him. Now, if it was a close game and refs was throwing bogus shit, I'd be like, oh, yeah, the ref gave it to him. But they hands down beat the shit out of the Chiefs.
Yeah, in all phases.
All phases of it. Like, the Chiefs did all that winning throughout the regular season to get three touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
So what do you take that to? You say, is that Tom Brady? Is that...
So, and this is my other one. I said, I think I'm going to surprise y'all. I realized all these years, I hated the Patriots, not Tom Brady.
Well,
I really respect Tom Brady, man.
I respect that because I was just telling somebody else earlier, I like Florida Tom Brady way better than New England Tom
Brady, yo. Which got me deleting, because even now, like, I find myself rooting for Cam, like, when Cam do something good, but I'll be like, fuck the Patriots, I hope they lose. You know what I mean? I realized I got a newfound respect for Tom Brady, and dude's good, man. Yeah. Like
I think because we
showed out.
I think we always had to go up against him. You feel me?
So he was always the reason why we probably wouldn't.
Yeah, he was always the reason.
But it's not.
We didn't move forward, or he was always the reason why we won. Yeah,
but it also was a team, though. You know what I mean? Like the Patriots. So, but my that
because think about it, we played them more. Him being the AFC, right?
For sure.
But then you look at it like all the crazy shit that happened with them, right?
Right.
The whole tuck rule, the whole
show shot.
Right, show shot.
Yo, you just took one. I thought that was
niggas cheating already. All
right, you gonna miss out.
No, that was two. No, he was watching.
The show shot, I mean, you know, like, yo, you really look at... I fucked it up. My whole thought process.
Trying to focus on our shots and shit.
He drunk, yo.
But no, like, we played him too much, and I think that really kind of scripted our view on him. Because shit happened in the games that we played him. So then it's like, well, shit, they really trying to make this nigga win. And we're like, fuck, the Ravens are way better than that.
Well, so it's two things, right? One thing that I want to put out there is that, and I think Bruce Arian did it great. I know he was getting a lot of credit, but even when he won, he was like, look, it's not me. This is my coaches. Like, this is my assistants. Like, he shouted out Leftwich. He shouted out Ty Bowles, all of his assistant coordinators. And again, mind you, they're all black. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think he was just kind of sitting there letting them do it. I've seen coaches like that. They're just facilitators and delegators. And, you know, they came up with a bomb-ass fucking game plan and fucked them Chiefs
hands down. And you got a lot of people that's – so I had an argument with someone stating that you can't judge Pat Mahomes on this game. And my answer and my reasoning was you can because of this. Lamar, because everybody keep comparing to Lamar.
Yep,
Lamar played with a mediocre line his whole career, if you really think about it, for the most part. The injuries on one side or another. Mm-hmm. Like, it was rarely he had a healthy line. Even our healthy line wasn't as decent as the Chiefs.
Most teams, yeah.
And he made shit happen. So some argue that, well, you can't compare them because Lamar Legs is unmatched. Well, people are comparing it. And how you calling this man a GOAT already? And it showed under situations he don't produce. Mm-hmm. Anybody could be great when you got an amazing line. But if your line is breaking down, and in my opinion, y'all probably don't agree with me, but the two best teams I've seen this year that had the four that had like a great four up front on defense were the Redskins and the Bucks.
I agree.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that people are born Brady and Brady came, he overcame the Redskins, even though he ain't beat them by much in that division, whatever round it was, the conference round, he ain't beat them by much, but he beat them. And the line was dogs, though. Like, their up front was still giving it. But when Mahomes faced the Bucks up front, he folded. And yeah, they say, oh, he had both of his tackles out. He did, but that's still something that he, coming into the game,
they
he
said
knew.
That boy ran 500 yards. He was just getting
running for his life. The whole time. I will give y'all this, though. I think the Bucks winning was the best thing to happen for the NFL and for America.
Oh, wow. You put that out there. That's a bold statement.
Think about why, right? How many problems has the NFL been having specifically when it comes to, like, racial injustice? Their whole take on race has been messed up for
years.
Hold up, so you're
saying the white golden child?
Listen, think about it. I got to hear this. The team that has all black assistant coaches or, you know, coordinators, whatever, and Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl, and we knew since, you know, he even went to the Bucks that the Super Bowl was going to be in their hometown. That can't be a fucking coincidence.
Yeah, I guarantee you,
it's a whole PR stunt that they pulled and was like, all right, look, yes, they can actually coach. I'm not taking anything away from that. I do think the game plan and everything was great. But I think all purposes for the NFL and for America, that was the right move. And I think if there was any push behind closed doors, it was for that. And they were like looking at it as a PR like stunt for them. And on top of that, we all know Tom Brady had a special hat in his locker room and when he was a Patriot.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. That's what I was saying is that. Oh, go ahead.
I mean, they got pictures of him. Mm-hmm. They're like, yo, the nigga, like, he's a full blown Trump supporter. And, you know, at the end, but it's deeper than what a lot of people think. Yep. It's not just face value, but a lot of this shit comes back to the money. Mm-hmm. Which it all comes back to money at the end of the day.
It's all about the money, and I try not to go too deep into that because I love football and I don't want...
Right, because your mindset will change. Like, if you really start following the money, like, your mindset will change a whole lot.
Right.
And, like, just, like, long story short, like, even just watching, like, TV programs, like, yo, I was watching, like, rewatching The Wire again. Like, yo, if you really looked at that show and you looked at and you followed the money trail, whenever a nigga got close to nailing where the money was going, they like, no, nah, you can't do that.
Where the money resides.
Like, you can't do that. And it was like, yo, realistically, if you follow the money trail, that's where it all comes down to. It's really about the dollar.
Yep. Well, let me get into it again because I'm going to go back to what my original statement is that I love Florida Tom Brady way better than New England Tom Brady. It could be like the situation like a Get Out. You know what I mean? He was up there. You know, you're surrounded by certain people. You got to kind of, you know, interact with those certain people. When you get down there in Florida with them niggas, yo, my man turned up. And that's what I want to get into, too, is that, yo, their fucking Super Bowl parade.
Hands down, that's fun.
The shit.
And my father threw the trophy from a boat to another.
Drunk Tom Brady is the man, yo. Yeah. Yo.
What? He was lit, yo.
Yo, you would never think Tom Brady would fucking throw that thing. Yo, that was wild.
Somebody commented, it was like, there's no laws when you want the claws. Talk about white claws.
Yo.
He is the epitome of what I want to be when outside open back.
Yo,
hey, that's nigga, facts.
Yo, nigga was punished, but he was ready. Like, yo, he was all with the shit. Like, you see the nigga walking with him, like, trying to hold him up while he's getting off and walking down the street.
I'm just saying, like, when he had his daughter in his hand, and he was like, he gave a peace sign, then he gave the I'm going to eat your pussy sign. I see that one. He was like, his daughter, I was like, yo, he's drunk, bro. I was like, that's my man. Yo, we got to get him on the show.
But I just want to say one thing real quick about the Super Bowl. I literally only watched it for 2 seconds. Well, not 2 seconds, maybe like 5 or 10 minutes, just to see my baby sing the national anthem. And
her?
No, she did the other song.
Yeah, her America, did it. America her shit was the better.
You thought her was better than Jasmine Sullivan?
Yes. Fuck yeah. Yes. That was like probably the best performance I get in the Super Bowl. I'm gonna say top five.
We gonna agree
with the guitar.
Ain't no titties come out.
So that's number one for you?
Absolutely.
We gonna agree to disagree because
I mean I think Jasmine Sullivan.
She should have did it by herself. They need to invite her back next year and say, look, we fucked up. You can do it by yourself next year.
She's very talented, very talented singer. I think she should have did it by herself, but yeah, you know, she had to share the light. But her did her thing with the guitar.
Her did her thing. Her is so talented, and I cannot wait until Outside opens back up. Because
see her on tour again.
I didn't know she played instruments.
I cannot wait to go to another festival for her. Mm. It was crazy the last time we went. Lights on festival. I'm trying to do part two. What's up with it?
I'm trying to go though. Can I get an invite this time?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. And then the last thing before we move on, we've been talking about this way too long. They said LeSean McCoy gave the Bucks their play ball. You know that man got two Super Bowl rings. Didn't play a Super Bowl. Back to back. All right. Let's see. What's the next thing? I took
all three of my shots, by the way. I don't know if anybody
I got one more. Oh, what y'all doing with Valentine's Day, my niggas?
Nothing.
Well, I mean, you got to do something. Come on, bro. Oh, damn. No,
we just wait for the pictures with Average Jimmy. Like, we just wait till the pictures get on Instagram, then we'll know what
ain't
that
gonna
nigga
be though. No pictures. Ain't no,
y'all ain't doing clothes. Nothing at all.
She stated that early. I say bet.
So I mean, but don't you think that's a trick? Like that's like a pop quiz.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's a kind of sometimes they want they you're not going so you're not even you the fly like easy get a bouquet from a Safeway.
Nah.
Jeez, okay.
Nothing. Right.
Your brain soul.
All right. Let's go to the next person with in a relationship.
Look, she said we ain't doing no gifts for Christmas, and I got a one. I ain't getting a. So I believe her.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. I feel I'm picking up what she put.
Now
in
I'm not mad.
Don't get me wrong.
Don't do it. Don't do the shit.
Hold up. So when you were sitting there with the shit.
what type of face was that? Baby, like, I got something for you, baby.
I'm like, it's coming.
So I get it.
I know it's his.
Right.
So is pussy a gift though?
No, fuck no.
Wait. We can't go there yet. Not yet, bro. All right,
we can work into that.
Yeah, let's go back to
it.
We can say man first. And what the Merry Man got?
Is dick a gift?
Yes. We gotta start giving them a dose of their own medicine. They're giving us something because we're giving them something that's equal.
Yeah,
right. Go ahead. More about Nathan. Okay. Yeah, we wet already. I'm already on shot number four.
I am warm over here. I'm like, damn, what is this? But it's all them damn shots.
Yeah, he about. I was going to say you took your shirt off, but that's hard. But I'd said it anyway.
Yeah, you said it anyway, but it's fine.
So, we just doing dinner. That's all.
Y'all making dinner? Y'all going out for dinner?
No, we going out for dinner. We probably do like Capital Grill or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. I like Capital Grill. Capital Grill's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, nice Capital Grill, Stanford Grill, something like that.
Eddie Felix, where you at, bro? You out here out
for
the streets.
I'm about to say in the streets.
Y'all hear the crickets?
Right? You know he a pothole. He a pothole. He in the streets.
He said so. A lot of girls gonna hit him up, right?
For the streets.
Yo, women love potholes, yo.
That street. That street. They'll never avoid them, motherfucker.
And be like, ooh, afterwards,
right? I shouldn't have hit that.
I'll be in Mac Manor, you know. Watching TV, I'm sure.
And hooking up a feast.
Right, hooking up a feast.
Oh, so you on your solo dolo.
Solo dolo.
Okay.
Ain't nobody asked you.
What just happened? We just missed something? All right, we're going to keep it moving. I don't know what happened. I don't know what to do with my hands and shit. Grown man, where you at, bro?
I don't know what happened. I'm just saying, like,
Valentine's Day going been had came and gone by time our show aired, so he good.
Nobody going though.
Mike gotta do some explaining afterward. Releases came and went though.
Right,
we ain't even do an episode this week, baby.
It's not episode.
Oh shit, nobody get caught up. Grove, where you at, bro?
I'm in the crib chilling. The overweight love is taking a break this year.
Does that feel good though?
Going off, yo.
Does that feel good? Like, does it feel good? Like, to like have a Valentine's Day? Like, I know for women it's probably a little depressing. Shout out to Chevy, I know you out there struggling. Ooh, no, it was funny because we had a conversation. She was on the episode last week, and you know, she said she had to go to. She took off this weekend. She took off of this weekend originally, and then she had to tell her her boss that she had nothing to do, so she could work. Oh. First of all, she is one of the crew, so we gotta fucking go. Like, we can't all that. Like, fuck that. Like, that's
no, but it's fucked up.
Yo. No, it ain't. Wait, we know she good.
She thought she had.
No, it was a long ass time ago. I don't even think she knew that it was that weekend, but I just like to make jokes because that's what niggas do. We fuck with each other. Like, I mean, we are terrible to each other.
If anybody ever saw our group chat, like, niggas would not believe that we really friends. Like, an outside person would not believe that we really friends.
Right, exactly. Anyway, so let's get back into this dick up gif. Absolutely, right?
Y'all know Lil Duval got a song that talk about dropping dick off.
Yeah, drop dick off. Yeah, I got that.
Dick off. But yeah,
that was a couple of ringtone.
But they said that as men, like, we got to stop letting these women think that, you know, they giving us pussy. Right. And as, like, that's like something. Like, we giving them. It's a mutual transaction.
Yeah, no, I don't think pussy is a gift, because it's like, it's almost, if you say pussy is a gift, then you might as well say you enjoy prostitution, if that's the case.
Essentially. Ooh, that is true.
Well, you gotta pay for prostitution, though.
You paying for pussy.
You are paying. If you buy a gift, prostitution is the exchange of gifts and services. Oh. So if you buying a gift and she give you pussy, essentially, that's prostitution.
Yeah, and I'm the type of person, like, if I'm giving you something, I'm giving it to you because I want you to have it. Like, I'm not necessarily.
Oh, so giving gifts is your love language.
In a way, yes, because like when I go out on dates, I'm not taking you somewhere because I'm trying to fuck you. I'm taking you somewhere because I want you to enjoy the experience that I'm experiencing.
Facts.
Facts. Yo, somebody panties just got wet. we might got to post this on Valentine's Day.
Right. Yo, because think about it, yo. When you think about it, like when I went to the bygone, right? I wanted to go for the experience. I never been. I heard about it. I thought it was some nice shit. So I wanted to go. So I just so happened to take a date with me, and we went to the bygone. Shit was cool. So I feel like it's about the experience. It's not necessarily all the time, oh, I'm trying to get something from you, but it was about the experience.
Like, I've always felt like pussy is a bonus. Like, if the shit happened, it happened. Like, if it don't, it don't. Like, I feel like as men, we shouldn't, and this is going to sound real cliche, but as men, we shouldn't put the pussy on a pedestal.
Yeah, absolutely.
This nigga's preaching tonight. Absolutely. Get this nigga some more Casamigos.
This is why we keep this shit all men, because we need to keep it real.
Yo, because a lot of time, yo, trust me, chicks be like, oh, women be like, yo, my pussy is this, my pussy is that, but then it'd be like, in trash. Reality, well, right, not energy trash, but it'd be like, in reality, it's like, duh, like, I can do better, I've done better.
I originally wanted this episode to be about vajayjays. Mm-hmm. And you know what we consider good vajayjay and what's bad vajayjay, and you know, and all of that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But we'll say that for another day.
Okay. Well, I just want y'all to really... vintage vagina.
We know.
AKA grandmoms.
We are aware. Look, you teach history. Like, you go back in history for pussy. We know.
He like a little pepper on his in his.
You don't say he like his stepkids to be his peers.
Oh shit.
I like vintage vagina myself. Mm-hmm. All
right.
Yo, Steph's have got the same birthday, same year.
But everybody good on Valentine's Day, right? Nobody out here struggling. Anybody need to get checked on, anything like that?
Oh, nah.
I mean, y'all can call me if y'all want to.
Oh, so you going to be out here?
I was legit serious. Like, I'm literally going to be in
house. You need a hug?
I don't need a hug. I'm just going to be in the house. I'll probably be doing some home improvement shit.
Oh, that's real depressing.
Valentine's Day will read.
Because that man never picked up a tool in his life, so he know he might hurt himself.
Shit, I got a whole toolbox. Don't do that.
Yeah, I know you do, but you ain't use it. Let's get on next shit. One big thing that I want to talk about, and then I'm going to pose a question. Have you guys heard that The Best Man is coming out with a TV series?
Yeah, I'm actually...
I thought it was another movie. I thought it was didn't even pay attention.
No, they're coming out with a limited TV series on Peacock.
Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to it.
I think it's amazing. I think it's a great thing. And,
what was it, but been 22
is,
years?
But this is why. The original cast.
Everybody. Because, you know...
But is Shorty That Died going to be on the joint?
Mm-hmm. No, because they say he got a new love interest.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
Well, she died. Yeah, how you gonna bring her back? Psych.
Rewind. Oh, you trying to say bring her back to like another time period?
Like old school.
But she old already. Like, you can't do that.
No, but I feel like if we got to see what happened between the first movie and the second movie, because we didn't really see it. It was just like niggas just popped up on the fucking football field and was like, oh.
Well, you know, they stopped speaking. It said it. Yeah. They went the years without speaking because he found out and shit. But, so, you know, what's her name, man?
Sanaa Lathan.
Not Sanaa Lathan.
Chill on my baby.
Nah, I love her.
I think it's what you call?
We all got phones.
But who we talking about? Which one?
But you know, she was trouble. Even on like the second one, like at the funeral.
Oh, you're talking about trying to get on
the show, yeah, because at the funeral, like if you look at it, she the only one that got white on. Everybody got black. She like, I'm not wearing all black.
Oh, you're talking about Shorty that fucked Terrence Howard at the end. The one with
the light skin joint?
I'm gonna look this
no,
up.
The brown, I mean y'all, she playing plenty of movies.
Which one is she on that on the picture, yo? The one in the gold yo, dress and the
Regina Hall?
Regina Hall.
Okay. No, not Regina Hall.
Yo, by the way, Eddie Felix has a thing against
Regina King.
Nia Long. Yeah, okay.
Eddie Felix has a thing against fat people. He don't like fat people.
Shut up. Where did that come from?
You just heard him. You said the one with the fat daughter
for years.
He's been saying yeah.
The fat daughter. That was the easiest way to describe it.
See, exactly. So why I gotta be a fat daughter?
No fat shaming.
Right.
No. Y'all, I don't want to hear that. Y'all know that I.
Yo, just because Eddie Felix is an extra medium nigga.
Right. Exactly.
He hate fat people.
Right, yo, that nigga secretly he hates me too.
Really? As much as you say I like BBWs, you say I don't like fat people.
That's because you like to fucking control them.
Right. Like, yo, bitch, I'll give you this pork chop if you do this.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
Oh no. Alright, let's get. Alright,
See, everybody yo, was drinking before the show. Yo, now this is what we got.
Yo, Friday night episode is never right. gonna work out, bro.
I have never in my life
seen. Yo, y'all give you a pork chop.
You do my homework, bitch. I give you the pork chop. You watch my car, you too.
Hey, fat ass, come here.
Go bring your fat ass over here.
Hey, yo, all right. Let me take.
I know you want some. All right,
I'm gonna take a shot. Right. I'm gonna take my last shot for that one, yo. That was
hungry.
Wild.
Good you
shot.
Hungry? You hungry, bitch? I got some for you.
We have heard Eddie for like say some wild shit to women. So.
But I ain't never said nothing like that.
It hasn't been like that.
Niggas been close.
Yo, why are you trying to save this man, yo?
It's the Casamigos.
I always got his back.
Why are you trying to save him? I always
trying to assassinate my character out here.
Yo, nigga, why are you trying to save him, yo?
Nigga, we got videos, nigga. We know you, nigga.
Oh, man.
Wow. It be your own friends.
So my next question is this, though. Whatever movie... Whatever movie would you like to see as a series?
The Wood.
I was gonna say
The Wood. Yeah.
Same thing. But now them niggas
so
now,
I know yo.
I
just keep thinking of the store yo.
Yes. So
yo, I was shaking that shit up.
I'm gonna tell y'all something that I don't think I told anybody in this room yet. What's the main character on The Wood?
You told me.
I did tell you. Yeah, okay,
but that's because.
Oh, all right, so yeah, so
hold up, what the fuck is about to happen?
The main character on The Wood, right? What is his name? I don't remember what this man's name is.
I keep thinking that nigga. They
Tay Diggs.
Like no, when he was younger, the younger one.
Oh, the
one that couldn't dance.
Yes.
I know you're talking about. Yes.
So do y'all know I ran into
Big
this
Mike.
Man.
Big Mike.
I ran into this man in Baltimore.
Well, he was on the corner.
At a fucking strip club.
Right, he was on the corner.
He was on the corner, yeah.
And I did not know it was him initially until he left. He just thought that shit was fucking funny. He's sitting there like, you want a drink? I'm like, are you talking to me? I'm like, yeah, I'll take a drink. So he's buying up all the types of shit. I just thought he was like in town, like one night type of deal. This man is buying up the whole fucking bar. And I'm like, yeah, I'll drink some more shit. And I keep looking at him like, this man looks mad familiar. But you know how... We saw him when he was a kid.
Right. He had a high top, or then no. He had the DeAndre braids.
He had a regular. He just had a regular.
And not
I
was DeAndre.
Like, yo, braids. This shit is crazy. I did not put it together until like 5 minutes after he left.
That's probably why he was fucking with you the most. Because like you, it was young. You wasn't like, yo, let me get a picture.
Right. But he knew that you knew.
He knew. I knew that I was just
trying to get his account. So he probably was fucking with you. Yeah. Literally, like, yeah.
he probably was saying shit to you, like, you like this?
And I couldn't put it together. I was like sitting there.
Right. Like, you want a drink? Mm. Yeah, you like that drink? You like this, huh?
You like this? But yeah, I would love to see that as a series. I think that would be dope.
Yeah, that would be cool. Anything else, though? Any other classics? Because you know, they came out with they already came out with Boomerang. Boomerang, they made a thing, but that's trash though. Yeah, he teaches that.
What I would have liked to see was Martin as a movie with the whole cast. I would have liked to see that.
Oh, would you be interested in a reunion?
No, because it won't be the same.
Without Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, shit, they did one without Uncle Phil.
It wasn't really a show, right?
It was
like an interview.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. But no, it was good, though.
And they went over everything.
But it did show him love, though. They showed him mad love throughout the whole thing. So it was good.
Dark Skin Aunt Viv and Will Patch, they...
Yeah,
I didn't know it was that deep.
Yeah. Me neither.
And I could tell she was crazy.
She said, you could tell, but she was like, you don't like it's career suicide.
Yeah, he'd like
call
her
a black female trouble to work with.
Difficult. What's that? I'm trying to think of a good one that I'll probably want to see.
What about
I would like to see Living Single again.
What about Love and Basketball?
But where would you go for that from that?
Shit, I don't know.
It would have to be the next generation.
I would be interested in Bad Boys, Martin and Will.
Well, Gabrielle Union got one on there. It's trash.
But
it's horrible.
But I'd rather see Martin and Will.
Honestly, and you know, my favorite movie is like Bad Boys 2. But
that's my favorite movie.
But the third one, I was like, yeah, they should see.
They should have stopped. Right, yeah.
Like,
well,
it was funny, though.
Like, Martin, yo, that nigga.
They ain't got it no more. Yeah. I mean, and it's clear.
Yeah, like they should have just left it alone.
Then they fucking killed.
What about Friday? Fucking,
Captain Howard.
Captain Howard. I was about to say Sergeant Howard.
What about Friday?
Nah.
Because you think about it, what cast would they have?
Yeah, and where would they start with that at?
Yeah.
Shit. They just go on niggas every Friday. Like every episode would be on Friday. Mm-hmm. With fucking different scenarios.
It basically would be like how Atlanta is.
Yeah. It'd be pretty cool.
I would like to see Living Single though.
Living Single as a movie?
It could be a movie.
Or you want to bring it back?
Or it could be like or you can do a TV show, but like younger people, and just like kind of redo it again.
Yeah,
in a sense.
I'll be that guy. I think Living Single is overrated.
I wasn't gonna chime in.
It's Black History Month, nigga.
It's overrated.
Living Single was better than Friends.
But the bar was started off of Living Single. The fucking take three shots before this fucking episode. I agree with him.
Is if I'm at somebody else's house and they got it on.
Yep. Like, what's the one that messed with Overton? Like, she's not funny.
None of them.
Kim.
None of them was funny.
And fucking Raisin, she was nothing but a bougie chick.
But how many chicks do you...
A fake bougie.
But how many chicks you know like that, though?
A lot, but it's relatable. It's actually girlfriends, yo. Girlfriends is excellent. You are not underrated.
But time out. The fact that Kelsey Grammer can write better black shows.
Yeah. That is very disturbing.
Yeah, that's a little very disturbing. Yeah,
Kelsey Grammer.
While we on shows, y'all know I talk about some TV in it for all night. Girlfriends help me figure out my interest in like what type of women I like. I hope I'm not alone on that, because like when you watched Girlfriends, you had like a little bit of everything out of the cast.
You had one, yeah, you did, and you had one that you kind of shifted or kind of was like, like this one.
So can we deviate real fast?
Y'all know who mine is.
More by name than like Lynn.
No, that's number two. That might be number three.
Come on now.
Y'all know who my number one is. It's my one number one in real life too.
Can we give them their real names? Because I can't remember their names.
Tracy Ellis Ross.
Yeah.
By far. And then when you really think about it, look at my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think about
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You right.
But I feel like you're right.
So who was number two for you? Because I'm curious. Because I think I was going to say Jill Marie Jones.
No.
Who
would Jill
Marie
Jones? Maya
is number two.
Maya is number two for him. Yeah, that's number Jill Marie
Jones. And then Lynn is number three.
Jim Jones, I guess,
can y'all guess which one will mine be?
The one that bring the white guy.
Who would me? Who would I be?
For you?
Yeah.
Lynn?
I would go Lynn first for you.
Y'all would say Lynn?
Yeah. Yes, for you, yeah. Lynn, yes. Lynn for you, yes.
Or Maya.
Antoinette. I would say Maya. Yeah. But.
Good.
What the fuck is Antoinette, yo?
Security guard?
Hey, yo.
You might have to take three shots every time. Yeah. I'm fucking
yo.
Lynn.
I would fuck up, yo.
This is going to be a good one. Like, yo. No, I think Lynn will be for you, yo. Because you like the exotic chick.
I do
you.
Think Maya would probably be number
yeah,
one for you.
I don't know. I would say Maya, but I would like Lynn too if she just wasn't so kind of slow. She was a little slow.
Yeah. If she had a job and like mom. Some shit going on for you, that would be for you. Yeah.
So the question is who y'all got for me though?
Shit, yeah. It wasn't no old women. Right.
Her mothers, their mothers.
No, matter of fact, what was the older. She wasn't older, but she was a little bit more aged and seasoned that William was messing with, the lawyer chick.
Oh, yeah.
That would be for you. Yeah. That would be for you. That's
yeah.
You.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you that one.
What'd she say? Litigious?
All right.
As next, you know, I love girlfriends.
Speaking of Black history. I was just waiting for that. I had that one earlier, and then I wanted to segue, but it wasn't going to work. Speaking of Black history, we had our first woman that put Gorilla Glue on her head and got it out. Mm-hmm. It's out. It's God. Out.
By another black man.
Yeah, shout out to our black doctors out mm-hmm. here, man.
Some
that
chick was on that motherfucker hating. She said that nigga cheated on his wife with every thought in L.A. I said,
he deserved it. If he could get Gorilla Glue out of a chick head, he deserved every woman that right. He can get.
Come on, man, live, please. God
right.
Damn.
Yo, the nigga was like winning, yo. Like, yo went back and used his chemistry background to break down the compounds of the Gorilla Glue to put all that shit together to get it out her head, yo.
Shout out to my man.
Like that's
and he did
real...
it for free.
Yeah, pro. Yeah, I mean, basically. But my man about to get money.
Oh yeah, yeah. He on a map, man.
Yo, just mm-hmm. the yo, like what kind of shit is that? Like I don't know no niggas that can do that.
Did y'all read? I don't know if it was like fake news or not, but it said dude didn't believe the Gorilla Glue hair story, so he Gorilla Glued his lips together.
Yeah,
he might lose,
yeah,
he might lose half his lip or some
yeah.
shit.
Yeah,
that's real good. Life. Yeah,
good.
Real life.
That's what the fuck he get.
Right. All right, but let's get into Shorty because we ain't talking about last time. I think it was out last time when this shit happened, but it's been escalating. So Shorty, everybody should know now. You accident. I don't know if it was accident now because now I'm hearing that you know it was just like she thought that it would be the same thing as some of that holding gel that women use to hold their hair down. So I feel a little bit less.
You said, hold up, say
no,
that.
No, Shorty didn't read.
Yeah, she knew.
Reading is fundamental.
She knew that it was actually Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, she knew it. She ran out.
Yeah. Because I thought she mistakenly used it.
No, she said it. She was like, if you run out, don't use this because I ran out and I try to use this.
Yeah.
No, she said it.
But that's she intentionally did it, though.
Yeah, so I thought that she mistake because like now they're talking about, they were saying that it was like some gorilla snot out there that's pretty similar and looking as Gorilla Glue. So that's what I thought she did. I thought it was a mistake. But now I'm learning that it was intentional and then she just was stupid as fuck.
But why the fuck does Gorilla Glue even make spray? Like, why?
Yo, see, this is what I'm saying. This is why your Home Depot fucking inventions don't fucking work out. Because you don't even know what the fuck Gorilla Glue could do for a fucking real nigga out here in these streets.
But why the fuck is it spray? Like, I'm confused.
Because, I mean, like, yo, like, niggas don't want the fucking residue. The glue, and you don't want it. Because, like, glue is fucking, is
messy.
It's messy, right? Yeah. And sometimes when you glue, you got to seal that shit. So you got to use your fingers and shit like that. But with Gorilla Glue, you can't do that.
Or some type of apparatus for it.
That's what I was about to say. You got other tools for that shit.
But it's easier just to go spray, and then you good to go. So,
but the whole thing is, she didn't get no Gorilla Glue from the same section she got the other glue from. That's the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she like was she at her knew. Nigga house.
Nah,
no, she knew.
She knew. Exactly
she said
what was going
it.
On.
She said, "Don't run
and,
out."
And we not,
watch her video. She
we not
said
about
like
just
she
gloss
ran out
over homegirl eyelashes.
I've got to be glue.
I didn't even know she was that old. She in her 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, for real.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She wasn't. A, she. I mean,
if you. She sounds kind of slow. A little bit.
She from New Orleans.
Look at her. Look at her.
She from New Orleans. Yo, she got that accent.
No, she. They sound retarded.
Well, we can't wait a minute.
You know
how do I get this back?
You should be the one that knows.
Don't let's stop. No, let's just stop. We're gonna move on. All right, we're gonna stop. We're gonna move on. But yeah, I think she is a little bit ridiculous. But the thing is too is that maybe she's really kind of smart because she is making money. This shit has went viral. Mm-hmm. She has raised a lot of money to try to get this shit fixed, and the guy that took that shit out of her head did that shit pro bono.
Mm-hmm. But did y'all see the before and after picture? If this is her, because I saw it on Twitter today. But mm-hmm. if that is her, she bad.
She bad now. Like, she got regular now, right?
I mean, like, nah, she kept her hair.
Yeah, she kept her hair.
That's like, that's why everybody like, talking like he's like she kept her hair.
Like if I saw her on the street, I might.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. This shit went viral.
Eddie Flake said that, Valentine's Day, holla at him. Go
that
ahead.
That creates work. A lifestyle that she wasn't ready. I mean, that she didn't have before. Like she was using holding gel. Now she got fucking stylists and all that too. That's on her ass. Cause like yo, everybody on her.
That's all I need. One dumbass moment. Not no dumb shit like that, but like I just need to go viral 10 minutes.
Yeah,
that's all I need.
I don't do. Do y'all want to? I don't know if I want to be viral.
If there was a return of.
What if it was an embarrassing situation? Though
that's what I'm saying. Not
because this is embarrassing.
Not I don't know. She kind of working it in her face.
She did do it, but still, everybody's gonna know her as the fucking dumb chick that fucking put Gorilla Glue in her head.
She can spin that. But now she can get a fucking PR person that'll spin that shit.
I get that. I get that. But I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I could be that person that could actually do it.
I'd be a dumb motherfucker.
See, I don't know if I can risk it all for a couple dollars.
I mean, we doing that anyways. With our 9-to-5s.
Yeah.
You're right. What are you really risking?
I'm just saying, we just out here.
You had some motherfuckers thinking that you slow? Okay. Laugh to the bank one. Adam.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, but it's rough. Hold up. What bottle was that, bro? Where we at on your drink skills?
I feel like we just ingested.
I'm drunk.
I feel like we've ingested a lot of alcohol.
All right, we gotta keep this episode going, though. Really, because I'm trying my best, but the police about to pull me over because I'm driving this boat.
We stopped because somebody had to pee. Like, let's get back in the car, guys. Come on.
I'm in the car. All right. I'm driving.
Doors closed?
I don't know. Everybody closed?
Everybody in the car?
I'm drunk. I'm too drunk to know.
I think Eric on the side of the street.
I'm good.
Get in the car.
Come on, Eric.
Get in the car.
Grown man, whoever you are.
But yeah, man. But shout out to her. I'm glad she got through this shit. Shout out to the black plastic surgeon who did it. And one thing that I want to say is that they said that she had to get surgery. But is that really surgery?
Yeah.
They had to put some shit. They had to put her to sleep.
Yeah, but yeah, like why? Like,
no, because that shit is painful. Whatever he put in the head, like.
So surgery is anytime that somebody, even though they don't cut you. Yeah. It's just anytime they put you to sleep.
It's a medical procedure.
Yeah, because Shorty was definitely out. Like seen the video. She was slumped over and
had her eyes taped shut. Out
if that shit was live,
Yeah. Live. Everybody in here had surgery.
Mm-hmm. Not never.
I never had surgery. Mm-hmm. Does wisdom teeth count?
Sure.
Yeah, that's surgery.
Yeah, that's surgery. Yeah, I've had wisdom teeth. I had mine.
I ain't broken a bone. I ain't done none of that.
I had surgery. Like, that was scary shit.
I had my hand fixed. So yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So let's get into segments, y'all. It's time segments. Let's get into Average Jimmy. You want to get into those first?
Oh yeah, I'll start it off.
Because this man came in here with some angry man.
Yeah, he was very angry when he came through the door.
So why don't we just kind of talk about niggas? Why you mad? Why you mad, bro?
Well, I ain't gonna talk about why I was angry when I got in here, but I tell you why I'm mad. Well, I'm mad because these motherfuckers that sell shit and post shit for sale on Facebook and social media, and you be like, how much? And they say I'm gonna DM you or check your inbox. That shit pissed me off. Cause it got me thinking, like, what are you gonna charge me more than you charge the next person?
Yep.
Like, why you if you got it for sale, for one, why not put the price up that you want? For two, if you forget the price and someone asks, well, how much is it? Why you gotta DM them to tell you the price? Why can't you just say this shit there so that everyone else ain't gotta keep asking you?
Well, I'm gonna go one step here. I'm mad because I'm tired of all these fucking Instagram businesses. Everybody shouldn't be a businessman.
Yeah, that's 100% true. Some people just don't have the business bone in them. Like, you think, I understand, like, get money and all that and be on balls, but some people, like, you should be a behind-the-scenes person, like, own the business, but let someone else run that motherfucker.
Well, I get it. I know it sounds, it's like, a lot of people doing it, like, it sounds good, and, it, you know, boom, 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 but, like, you gotta really understand what comes with it. You gotta be a good business person, because it's fucking up a lot of our situations, because I know I've been dealing with a couple people, a couple businesses on Instagram, which I really want to, support and all that shit. But then they got bad customer service. Like, right. Yo, if I send you an email saying, like, where the fuck my shit at? Tell me where my shit at. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I get you. I get you. I get you. Everybody else mad?
Oh, I was going to wait and see if anybody else was
yeah,
mad.
Yeah, because, like, what happened with you last time? It was rough.
2 weeks in a row. This
yeah. And, it's, this and it's on my job again.
This shit is oh, problem.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm mad again. So, y'all know already, common sense ain't common.
No.
And I become more and more aware of that every single day. I'm going to tell y'all how I spent the first, 4 or 5 hours of the day. Had another inspection to go to today. Mm. Shit was 2 hours away.
Damn.
Exactly.
The fuck was that shit in Charles County?
Shit was in Great Mills, Maryland.
I never heard of it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Southern Maryland.
Exactly. Yes.
Like deep Southern Maryland.
Deep.
Confederate.
Oh,
flag.
Deep in the plantations. Deep in Trump country. Yes, it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's some hard ER shit.
And I'm
there.
Sitting there
can
like.
I, can
go
I
ahead.
Interrupt you one
go
second?
Ahead.
Because this is some fucked up shit. So when I was in elementary school, they took us to St. Mary's, Maryland, Southern Maryland, where we went to a fucking plantation. And instead of talking about slaves, they were talking about indentured servants.
Oh, fuck that.
I have a picture of me pretending to be a fucking indentured fucking servant on a fucking tobacco field.
Fuck
these two
editors.
Yeah, I still got that shit. Mm,
wow.
Shit. Oh, my God.
Why would the fuck they let me do that?
Yo, that's some fucked up shit.
That's really messed up, yo.
You got to sue the school.
Can I?
You have to sue
I mean,
the
all right, school. You might have a case for it, yo.
I think so.
Go ahead and try.
That was some fucked up
try
shit.
Try to see what's up with it. So,
somebody take that shit.
I had had the inspection today. It was for a roof, right? Called the individual whose house it was yesterday. Twice. Called in the morning. Called in the afternoon, like, hey, you know, we got a storm coming through. What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. You got any snow on your roof? Oh, no, I don't have any snow on my roof. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. If that changes before tomorrow, let me know. So I don't have to, you know, come out there. No call, no email, no nothing. I drive 2 hours this morning. I get out there. It's fucking snowing while I'm there. And it's easily 6 inches on the fucking roof. And I'm just like, remember we talked yesterday? And I was like, this is what I was worried about. So why you ain't call me? I misunderstood.
What the fuck?
The hell did you misunderstand?
It's snow on your roof, yes or no?
Like,
when you say yes, snow,
no. I don't understand. I don't understand.
White shit or
I don't understand. And the biggest thing is, even if you didn't understand that you needed to call me, we are inspecting your fucking roof. How are we gonna inspect your roof with snow on it? How are we gonna do that?
Common sense ain't common.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro. You're right. You're right.
That's why I'm mad, because I spent 4 to 5 hours of my day driving back and forth. But absolutely nothing.
All right, yeah. Let's get into y'all feeling a scenario right now, or do y'all feel like y'all want to get into our main topic?
Let's do a scenario.
Well, we gotta get a medium moment. You got medium moments?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The overnight scenario.
All right, let's get into a scenario, and then we'll get in our medium moments, and then we'll go into our main topic. So I got a scenario, y'all. So let's say this, right? So everybody here is going to be in a marriage, okay? You're in a marriage. So, you know, you sleep in one night, mm-hmm. You wake up in the morning. Matter of fact, in the middle of the night, your chick comes home, right? She's in fucking distress. Mm. She says that she hit somebody on her way home on a motorcycle. She stopped. Then the guy died. She panicked and then came home.
What in the your honor is this?
Exactly. I feel I'm picking up what I'm putting down. She came home and she said, yeah, he died. I left. I don't know what to do now. As that person's significant other, as that person's husband, as that person's the protector, as that person's, you know, lifetime partner, you know, what do you do from there? Do you say, do you get her to turn herself in? Do you try to cover for her?
What honestly, with technology, she's going to be caught.
Right. Yep.
So I'm going to tell her, like, we're going to get through it. It's going to be all right. But
try to get out ahead of it.
We're going to go ahead and go and let be known what happened, because they're going to find you. It's better of you coming, especially if it just was an accident, you going back to say what happened rather than you hot let them come get you. Now,
but it's too late now. She already left.
She left, but
it's not too late.
It's not, because like people know how, like when you do something like that.
I thought I hit a deer.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Or I was.
Or just like I was so nervous. Because that shit is real. Like seeing something like that, a shock you go into and you just don't know. You just, before you know, you home. You know what I mean? So I still think it'd be better to
But the thing is that she stopped originally, was there, and then left.
She wasn't in her right mind. You just hit up. That's major, man. I don't know if you ever.
No, I mean I understand it. I'm just trying to pose questions.
Well, all right, my answer is she's going to be found with all this technology, these cameras everywhere, and all this shit. They made a time for they find her, so I think it'd be better for her to let know what happened, and then go ahead.
So let's say this though. You know, if she turned herself in, she's going to get at least five to ten.
I don't know that.
No, I'm saying you know that. I'm putting that out there.
Add that on there. Okay.
You add that on there. You know, at least she's going to do 5 to 10. How y'all going to do it?
You rather her do 5 to 10 or life?
Right.
Or all of y'all do life, because now you fucking
so
yeah, you in the
conspiracy
situation
after
too.
The fact and shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like at that point she come home and be like, all right, I did all of that. At that point you just gotta be like, yo, we gonna get you a good lawyer, and either you gonna take a little bit of time or no time, but the lawyer's job is to get you the fuck off. Like, I'm gonna pay the motherfucking lawyer, whether it's we gotta do whatever with the house or whatever, but I can't do shit. You ain't about to fucking run and have me going with you. And it's fucking, what's the movie that came out a couple years ago?
Queen and Slim.
You ain't about to fucking Queen and Slim me. Fuck that.
Queen and Slim was a good ass movie,
that
though.
That shit was fucking great.
Yeah, it was.
But fuck no. Like, no, we ain't about to fucking Romeo and Juliet out this bitch dying in my arms. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck that. No.
Yo,
that somebody got to take care of the kids.
Right, that's some wild shit on the first date, yo.
Right,
we need to talk about that more.
Wow, first date, yo, that was a hell of a
motherfucking movie. Was amazing.
The first date,
they were on that first date.
Oh yeah.
And I didn't see the movie until like a year after it came out.
I'm surprised you seen that movie, because you don't be seeing movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I watched it at the crib. Remember, I put it in the group chat. I watched it at the crib.
Yeah, that was a good ass movie.
Daniel, that shit was kind of sad, Daniel.
It was,
but I was like, shit, I didn't see it until like a year later. But yeah, on the first date, but. I mean, if that was my girl, I'd be like, look, shorty, you're going to take this L. But I'm going to support you. I'm going to put everything I can behind you, but you're going to take the L because I can't do that shit.
Damn. Yeah. So nobody out here trying to cover up for shorty.
What's your answer?
Right.
Look.
Yeah. What's
so,
your answer? Right.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you go first.
We got to let the married man go last.
No, absolutely. Yeah, about it.
Out here playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, absolutely. But honestly, though, I think about it as like, It depends on all different types of situations, right? That's your wife, you know. Am I trying to get a divorce or not? Because that might be easy way out.
But murder's different.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you did some wild shit, like you hit a nigga car while it was parked because you was drunk, that's some other shit. Like, mm-hmm. Short, I got you. We'll put the motherfucking side view mirror back on together. But, yo, murder a nigga, yo? Like,
it's not murder. It was an accident.
That shit is murder.
Vehicular manslaughter.
Nigga, that's why you hire a lawyer.
Yeah, regardless, nigga.
They got lawyers for that shit. Right. They fix that shit.
I can't fix that.
I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah. Bro,
he just looked like one.
That motherfucking turtleneck going.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a therapist.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Gerald LaVert ass nigga.
Dark skins can't say shit else about light skins no more this year. I just want to put that out there.
Why? Preach.
We listening.
Preach.
Wow, what are thoughts in niggas do?
Damn, where did that come from?
Because I think I know where he going.
Like, he said light skins can't talk about shit.
Dark skins.
Oh,
can't.
Hell yeah.
Now you in on it.
Now niggas will. Yo, first of all.
Rosie Vert and his little feminine pose. Right, and your boy went and got some titties. Country Road. Lil Nas X, he got titties.
Fucking Funk Master Flex, another doxing nigga that did some questionable shit.
Yeah, he got liposuction.
That nigga got liposuction.
First of all, y'all light skinned nigga Drake when got fucking hearts cut in his forehead.
Yeah, he a lover boy. What the fuck you mean?
No, that shit.
And so his hairline that trash. But that shit years Drake. Old though.
Chill on Drake.
That shit trash. Years old. All
right.
Yo, your man got titties. Right. Your dark skin.
Yo.
Brethren hey, got titties.
Losing
titties, niggas. Double D's.
First of all, he's not one of us.
Yes, he is.
No.
Who we talking about now?
He's one of them other niggas.
No. He's a dark skinned nigga nonetheless. We talking about dark skin. No, he a dark skinned motherfucker that's a male.
As my father would say, he's one of them shaky niggas.
Nah. You got to take that. Yes, you have to take that.
We can't.
And Lil Uzi Vert.
He doesn't identify.
No, same way bullshit. He identifies as a man that likes men.
It's all good.
I'm just whatever. I don't know what the fuck they call
it. Let's get into some media moments. More about Nathan.
Oh shit, I wasn't ready.
Oh well, let's talk about titties. Then.
I mean, no, I'm ready now.
Let's talk about real titties, not some side.
Let's get more about Nathan.
I'm ready.
Second,
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, cool. I knew all I had to do was say that.
Titties are nice. Good. They are nice.
What? Pause.
Wait, whoa.
You gotta go, yo.
Whoa, I heard those titties are nice. That's what I said. Did anybody else hear that?
No, I heard that. That's what I was going
to say. Lil Nas titties look nice.
You want to go down the
coast? He said, yo, wait till you said.
Yo, grown man. Wait till you listen to this.
Titties are nice.
Those
are nice. Fuck yo. No, run that shit back. Yo, it is exactly at 9:33, so we're gonna run that shit the fuck back. Titties are nice.
Yo, wait,
that's what you wanted to hear. I said titties are nice.
Five bottles of fucking Bel Air you had before you.
I said, yeah, wait,
that shit got you said Lil Nas titties
are no bullshit.
I said those titties are nice though.
Titties are nice. That's what I said.
He said take them down to the Old Town Road.
You like
the
cowboy outfit over there?
9:33. We're going to run it back, 9:32 to be exact.
We probably got to check Lil Nas X age first to see if grown right. Mans could be with it.
Wait a minute. She niggas went too far. All I said was titties are nice. I didn't say those titties.
I heard those titties.
I said titties are nice.
We're going to listen to this shit. That shit sounds like
yeah,
we
know we're going to run this shit
bro.
The fuck back
oh,
when we done.
God.
We're going to run this back.
Yeah, we had 101.
Right. Right. Gonna, no, exactly. 1 hour. We're
doing media moments. Kicking it back to the host.
All right. So we just doing Bump in the Dump. It's a damn keep it real short. We got three songs. And the first one y'all probably already heard, but we still going to run with. What's up?
And this is what it feels like. This is what it feels like. I survive cause a nigga is special first. You get successful, then niggas
bump
stress
that shit.
Thirst. Niggas gon' test
you.
You
gotta keep playing it. Bump that shit.
That's like a there that's like Nipsey though. That sounds like
yeah, a, that new project.
Yes, yeah, the new Nipsey and Jay-Z drop.
Oh, yep, man, that it is.
Yeah, R.I.P. yo. R.I.P.
So the song's called "What It Feels Like," and I already knew most people was gonna bump.
I didn't hear it yet. What is Nipsey and who?
Nipsey and Jay-Z
came out today.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, whoa. I'm going to just be real quick with this. Uh-oh. Like,
here we go.
Right.
Yo, remember AKA.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up. I know I got it. But I've heard positive things about the song. I haven't heard the song yet, but from what I heard, that snippet, I don't like it.
Why?
I just don't. Like, it didn't gravitate towards me like how music usually does. But I'm gonna give it the benefit of the doubt, and maybe I'll change my mind when I hear the whole song. But I'm dumping it.
Okay,
damn.
Everybody and else? I know that I'm gonna catch flack for that, but
well,
I'm dumping it.
Well, speaking of, not even gonna bring that up.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna bring up. I can't stop doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not gonna bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm gonna bump it.
Okay. Anybody else bumping it? Dumping it?
I'm
bumping.
Yeah, I'm gonna bump the joint.
All right. All right. Next one is off of the same project.
Hold up. Jay-Z got a new joint coming out?
It's from
Nipsey or whatever that joint is.
It's from Judas.
The soundtrack. No, it's Judas.
About 12 bad hoes in my section like Vegas. A few of them strangers, a few of them famous. But when that ain't enough and black ain't enough, man, I'm done acting up. Let's hit the crib and get faded. When you don't drink champagne, but you ordering cases. All your friends hanging cause they know that you paying. When them bills backing up and black ain't enough, and them checks adding up, you just don't wanna be famous. Gotta be doormat to see
you made it. Alright, what we doing? We bumping or we dumping it?
I'ma bump that. Is that Rakim?
I'm bumping.
Eddie for likes.
I'm in the middle, but
you don't like rap music.
We can go ahead and bump it. Like that wasn't
Eddie
like
for likes. Don't like black people.
That's fuck all y'all. That is not true.
And it's Black History Month.
Black History Month.
These niggas is drunk.
So that was same exact project from the soundtrack for Judas and the Black Messiah, which I definitely need to see.
Watching it tomorrow.
I was going to say, I might watch that tomorrow, too.
I got
y'all password.
You got to send me that.
I got HBO.
Go ahead.
Gotcha.
Just go ahead and send it to the group chat.
Gotcha.
So that's called...
You got to turn and watch it. Niggas might get kicked out, though.
I got HBO. Like Netflix, yo.
Really?
No, I ain't like Netflix.
Yeah, I got HBO. What's up?
Yeah, we need to go ahead and get that link. Yeah. So that's he got a lot going on over there. He said Valentine's Day coming up. What's good? What's good?
Niggas been peeping over here.
What's good?
Oh, my bad.
So that song.
I can't see y'all niggas. Know I'm getting old. I can't look over there and see.
My bad. Mobile Nathan.
Song is called "Rich Nigga Problems." That's ASAP Rocky.
Okay. Fuck ASAP, yo. He fucking with Rihanna.
No, don't do that.
Rihanna,
last song is a little R&B tip.
There we go. This is what I like to
same
hear.
Same project.
Mm-mm, something different.
I could be closing you the jet. If you say my name, just show respect. See, I'ma get mine with no regrets. Hey, just show me love and nothing's left. All I just say your time, and I promise. Everything will be alright. Hey, hey, how about the pack? That's crazy. How much that whip you got cost? 80 grand.
Alright, what we doing? We bumping and we dumping.
Bump that.
Right. I'm gonna bump that.
Alright.
Grown man's, I'm gonna let you go first.
Mm.
You're a fucking nigga.
why are you so angry?
Right, why are you so aggressive? Hostile,
yo? Yeah, I'm gonna bump that.
Everybody drunk.
Because he said he wants to see Lil Nas X.
Can I pose a question, though? Because I was just thinking about this shit earlier because I was watching a World Stuff video and it was like some friends that was boxing in that backyard. And like, we had gloves, right? Who out of this group should fight?
Well, right now, it's seems like Eddie for likes and grown men.
That's the first thing I think. Yo, they bicker like a married couple, yo. They bicker like a married couple.
It has
couple,
been going on for a long ass time, too.
I feel like they just need to duke it out for 30 seconds, bro.
Get all that aggression out.
Is it my turn to bump it or dump it? Yeah.
Go ahead.
So.
Yo, you real bright today, bro.
What?
You real bright today.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Like, you real light skinned today.
Yeah, it's the turtleneck.
It's 25 degrees outside. I had to wear a turtleneck today. Fuck y'all.
Look like a pig in a blanket.
But yeah, I didn't. I liked it for the first like 15 seconds.
It was like, it's just supposed to say like bump it or dump
that
it.
Motherfucker that motherfucker ain't resonate with me. Dump that shit.
He's about to give you a whole spill. A high bottom of a childhood song.
Eddie for likes has not
when
been.
He was drinking warm milk.
Eddie for likes been. You dumped every single one so
dumped
far.
All three of them motherfuckers. Damn. But dump that last shit because y'all know I love R&B. Dump that shit.
Sorry, everybody else
that gave
bumped
me
it
like
though.
Yeah, everybody else bumped it. Gave me like a childish vibe. So
and that's why I didn't like it.
You don't like Childish?
I like Childish, but that was one of them songs that I wouldn't like of his.
Okay. This nigga's a negative Nancy. Hey, yo, you say, I like Childish, right. But I wouldn't like that one.
Already.
It's like certain songs of his.
Oh,
like,
fucking like corrupt Karen at, over here.
Like when we saw him at Brightly City, like half that shit, I was like, all right, bro, I'm too drunk for this shit. Like, turn the shit on, I like.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Before I get mad.
He was about to go on stage. Like, excuse me, y'all. I like you, but I'm just going to tell you, I need the shit I need to hear. God damn, it's okay.
So, the song is called Pink Money from Pink Sweats.
Never heard of them.
You ain't heard of Pink Sweats?
Oh, that nigga album just came out today,
yes,
right?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
I'm nah, bump it. Keep the same energy.
The same energy is being had. I'm just saying that I know that his album came out, and I'm going to listen to the album. Yeah. But I'm still dumping
you gonna
that
motherfucking
song.
You going to skip this song?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He going to listen to it. He going to be singing it next week.
He's singing in the car and shit.
I listened to it all the way through. I do think you're going to be listening to it.
Okay. Well, maybe y'all might get a message from me saying I might have to change my answer.
Screenshot this and put that on the page.
I learned that the hard way, dumping shit, and then saw it, and I was like, "Yo, this shit."
Sidebar.
Yeah. Well, we only get 30 seconds of it,
so and I try to keep it real short. So you know,
but Victoria Monet.
Yes,
the shit.
That's like, the friends you can keep. Joining?
Yes,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yo, grown man about to throw up.
Nigga, you better going turn
through
it. To the right.
Going through it.
Don't bother to barf, yo. I ain't see a nigga barfing in a minute.
I never said that. So
he said, that's
quiet.
Not throw up. That's up, Chuck.
I'm having over there quiet in a trance.
Good.
That was it. That's Media Moments.
Hey.
I've known more about Nathan, a.k.a. Nick Gatsby, all of that. Yeah.
Hey, all right. All right, let's talk about our main topic, because something brought up, it was brought to my attention. No, I don't know that.
Something happened, and then another thing happened.
It just came up. And, you know, and I was just kind of thinking about people in situations where they had unorthodox relationships, right? I'm a proponent of, you know, doing what works for you guys, right? You know, don't if just because what you're doing is not the norm of everybody else, that doesn't mean anything. And the way society is going right now, I don't think anything is going to be orthodox at this point. Cause everybody's changing the game. And when it comes to diets, exercise, you know, sports, all that stuff, everybody's changing the game up and doing it their way. And they're becoming trendsetters. But in terms of relationships, I think that's where it kind of gets stigmatized. Because we still in that moment of, you know, of monogamous relationships. Right, that's a social norm right now, right? So my question I want to pose to you guys is that, you know, do you guys believe in monogamous relationships? Do you believe in monogamy?
Yeah,
of course you say that, right? Yes, sir. I believe in monogamy. I love my girl. I love her.
I don't have no girl, so
okay. What the one are you talking to?
But yes, I do believe in monogamy. I think that it can work. It should work.
It should work. That's a good thing. That's what I like. I want to hear that. Why? What you mean? Why should it work?
What? How can you, in my opinion, and again, it's no disrespect to anybody who feel otherwise, but my opinion, how can you truly give yourself and love to more than one person?
Who said that you have to?
But then how is your relationship defined then?
As
polygamous.
Yeah, polygamous. Basically, that's what. So, how do you say, okay, well, I love this person, and I love this person, so I'm just going to be with both of them? But where does the commitment factor come in? Where does the fact that when you love a person and you're saying that, hey, I'm committed to you?
Why can't you ever say I'm committed to y'all?
I mean, that's a great question. But then my follow-up question would be, well, why y'all? What is it about y'all that makes me want to be with both of y'all instead of just one of y'all?
Well, so let's get into it, right? So even though black men don't cheat, black men like a selection of women.
Like variety.
Variety.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, we go into different cultures. Every culture is not one that sticks with one woman.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the African culture, where a lot of African kings have multiple wives.
Mm-hmm.
Who says that's not the right way?
I don't think. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that it is the right way. For me, I can only do one woman at a time. It's too much work. They require too much. I ain't got time for that shit.
Nigga, you a whole lie.
We heard the Chronicles.
Right. I'm glad he said it because I was about to be like,
one at a time. It's just too many.
One at a time per night, nigga.
Wait, whoa, wait a minute. I already got red flagged before. Because apparently, the podcast.
Hey, niggas, I got to ask y'all a question because, you know.
Wait a minute, nigga. When we talk about in-house, is in-house. But, like, you know, beforehand, you know, I mean, I've already got red flagged as, like, I'm supposed to be, like, just such a man whore. And all this other shit.
Nigga, what the fuck do you mean, red flag?
That's what.
Are you single? Are you in a relationship?
But that's what I was told by somebody who listened to the podcast who I was fucking with.
Oh, he drunk.
She said. Mm-hmm.
This is why the show was called Drunk Words Equals Sober Thoughts.
She said that I'm, like, this fucking man whore. And I said, wait a minute. What are you talking about? I'm talking about shit in the past. I'm talking about my 30s.
How does shit make you feel, yo?
I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. Fuck it. I'm out here.
But
at the same time, I do believe that if you're going to be with somebody, you should be one person.
Okay. I mean, I respect that. I'm not going to disagree with you. But, you know, like I said, that's not for everybody, right? Now, do you think that is the wave of all? Or do you feel like I said, it depends on the situation?
I think this. Some people don't belong in relationships.
Mm. Okay.
Because that's not what they want and that's not what they truly desire. Some people are going to be out here and just mess with a woman to a certain point and then they done with that and then they move on to the next one. And then they mess with her to a certain point and then they done and they move on. Some people are just not built for relationships. I do believe that personally. Mm. And it's okay. Like, as long as you're upfront and you're honest and you're open with that other person and you say, well, I mean, not even just men, but women too. I do believe some women are just not built for relationships.
Oh, I know some women that are not built for that.
Yes. Yeah. And it's cool if you're honest and upfront with people and say, hey, look, this is what it's going to be. Like, you know, after a certain point of time, like, yo, I don't crave the relationship. I don't want these types of things. I don't want to be responsible to another person or obligated to another person. So I'm only going to go to this point. And then once that happens and some shit happens, then I'm out and I'm going to move on to the next person. I honestly believe some people don't belong in relationships. So if you know that, and that's where you got to be honest with yourself and you know that and say, well, hey, I'm not relationship caliber. Don't enter into a relationship with people.
Respect that. I can feel that. I get two snaps of that.
You ain't go nuts. I got some shit to say.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I want to hear.
This might sound a little weird coming from me.
But no, go ahead. Go for it.
Monogamy is a choice, and that's straight up how it is. Mm-hmm. And when I really look back, I've chosen to be in a monogamous relationship for my marriage, for my actual spouse. But outside of her, I was never monogamous.
Right.
Like, so I really look back and I'm like, that's the only person I was truly monogamous for. And I think you have to reach a point where you're getting what you want out of one person that it makes sense to be in a monogamous relationship. Mm. And that's where I'm at now. Mm. It's like, I know this is where I'm supposed to be. And because of that, I'm committing my all to just her. But prior to her, I didn't see that. I saw the need to entertain multiple people, you know, so on and so forth, because I wasn't getting, like, my needs met from just one person.
Respect.
So that's where I stand on it.
Respect. Eddie for likes. See that on that.
I'm going to feed off of what More About Nathan said. Like, to me, like, I, and this may come across, come off the wrong way, but I want a woman that's going to make me want to be monogamous. Like, I want you to take away the feeling of me looking at other chicks and being like, oh. Like, I know I still...
drunk.
I know I can be like, oh, yeah, let me go. Even though you're here, I know I can go talk to her and be like, yeah, like, so what's up? Like, you want me to come through, you want to come over, like, what's up? Like, I don't want that. Like, in order to be monogamous, I want you to take all of that shit out, and I want you to make me forget about there are other women out here. Like, I want it to be, damn, like, I eat, sleep, more about what I said earlier about putting the pussy on a pedestal. Like, I want you to be on that pedestal in terms of, it's only about you, that's all it is. Mm-hmm. Like, but until I get to that point,
you for the streets.
For the streets, he said he pots.
Right. Like, I'm Mr. Potts.
Don't ever say that out here.
He said he call him pots because he for hoes or something like that.
No, I feel hoes.
He feel hoes.
He feel hoes.
Wow.
No, he said both of them.
I said Mr. Potts because there's holes in the streets, like potholes. Damn, get it right.
We're trying to help you.
We're trying to make it better, right. Yo.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
Mr. Wow. North Avenue, like, Biddle Street.
So let's get into some of these unorthodox relationships, right? So let's think about what we have out here in these streets, right? So we have people that are in relationships as swingers. Right,
mm-hmm.
We have things like polygamy and sister wives.
I know someone that's in a relationship with a married person. I won't say who I know, and I won't say who's who. But I know someone that's in a relationship with a married person, and.
The spouse of the married person
do not know.
How?
Exactly. But the person that's in the relationship, of course, knows. But that's
what I'm saying. How does the person that they're literally in a bond with not know that their significant other is fucking somebody
exactly.
else?
Exactly.
Like, either they're getting their back blown out or they're blowing the back. It's no way.
Right. So what I think is that the married person's spouse is in a relationship too, probably elsewhere.
That's what I think.
When I said it, the person I know, I don't know the person's.
I get what you're trying to say. I don't know the word.
I know the person.
Yeah.
So when I ask that, like, you don't think that their spouse has a spouse on the side?
Yeah.
No. Hell no.
They got upset about it?
They both. Yeah.
Right, about their significant others.
How cocky is that?
Spouse.
How fucking cocky is that? You like, I'm cheating on somebody, but you think?
Well,
that
I mean, what's fucking
you?
Worse than fucking?
No, it wasn't that. This was the person. All right, I can say it's a female that I know.
Yeah,
dealing with a married man.
Yeah.
So I asked the female I know. Do you you don't think that
the wife
got no, she don't. She ain't messing around. She ain't.
Shit.
I say, why? I say, you really think like all this shit could go on and she not know nothing? I say, you a female, you know how good y'all
right.
are.
Women
noticing
things.
Well, I mean,
I like said the, maybe that's why then this will really fight up. Maybe that's why she allowed him to be out with you so she could go get her back blown out. Maybe he ain't doing it right.
Yeah.
And she saying. Like was defending him, bro. Like,
yo, nothing worse than your side chick cheating on you. It's terrible. All right, so we got that. We got. So now I found out that a sister wives relationship and a throuple relationship is different.
So hold up, sister wives is like two females
sharing the same man, but their relationship is more of sisters rather than a whole thing.
Okay.
Whereas a throuple is all three of them are in equal
relationships
with each other.
Okay.
Throuple. Now there has been famous relationships that have been working out like this. So D. Ray Davis. He came out and said that he was in a relationship where he had two girlfriends and they was all together, right? Lou Williams. He had two girlfriends.
Who? Lou.
Lou Will off the Clippers.
Oh, strip club.
Lemon Pepper Lou. Yeah.
But he had a relationship that way.
Do we have any regular people that are in relationships like this?
I think it's more of a low key thing. I don't think that they put it out there, but I have seen a gentleman, right, that had two girlfriends that knew about each other and it was completely okay. They both lived in the same house. They all lived in the same house.
Wow.
Mm. You got. So, I thought you had to have money to do that shit.
I thought so,
no,
too.
It's actually.
You
but
don't.
But this is now. This is what I'm hearing too. Is that sometimes there's a lot of benefits from this relationship, right? Because again, if you guys are all getting along and all those different things, it's more income. Remember, you talk about 2.5 incomes.
Mm-hmm. There you
there
go.
There you go. Right.
Yeah.
2.5 incomes, and like I said, everything is not. I mean. Fucking 10 years ago, shit, 5 years ago, well, maybe not 5 years, maybe 10 years ago, fucking same-sex marriages wasn't even acceptable.
Now it's like the common thing going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. You don't even look twice. You say, oh, okay. You know, you got two mothers. Okay, cool. Not a big deal. I get it. But, I mean, like I said, it happens. So, again, you know, would you guys ever consider an unorthodox relationship if your girl brought to you like, you know, I want to do this. This is the way I feel.
Nah.
No.
Well, that's like, give me a little energy about behind it.
So
let's say you got posed the question of, you know, I want to bring another girl into our relationship.
I say no because, for one, like, I look at my kids. I don't want them to be seeing this shit going on and thinking it's normal.
So you
and
said
okay.
It's not normal. See, that's what I'm saying. When we're going to normalize these, I'm telling you, in 5 years, 10 years from now,
it's going to be normal.
It is. Mm-hmm. Still not for me though.
Yeah, and then not on. Yeah, well, yeah, that's my main thing. Like, I don't want the.
So you think about what other people,
the kids, like the kids,
and I'll consider
which is
still
other people.
Other
people. Yeah.
Okay.
Mine is mainly I don't like to share. Not my actual.
Well, I was getting at that.
Not my spouse.
The reason why I didn't say not because he said like in a relationship, but like my answer for like a threesome with my boo boo would be no because
big facts.
I can't compete with another female, and I say that as in a female. In my personal opinion, only a female is going to please another female better than any man can because they know exactly how to maneuver. They know how it is down there, how they will want to be maneuvered around, and how, so they know how to maneuver around. You know what I'm saying? So how am I supposed to compete with some shit like that? So now I got to worry about a threesome leading to sneaky links with my boo boo in this the threesome we had, right? So now it's like I open that door up. I can't get mad at nobody but myself. So that's why my answer would be no. Now, if me and Boo Boo don't work out no more and I go my separate ways, which goes back to early we were talking about, I'll never be in a monogamous relationship again. And I will have threesomes left and right.
Right. It's crazy. I feel the exact same way.
Y'all two niggas that locked down.
We on it. So my biggest thing is, and this is how I know I feel, I don't enjoy seeing my wife be pleasured by anyone but me, and I know that that wouldn't be something that I would be into, and I'm almost positive she feels the same way. We've never been to like a strip club, no, nothing crazy like that together, and I know it's primarily because neither one of us like to share. We don't like to have the other one aroused by someone that is not us, like that's not actually in this relationship. And I just don't see a threesome entertaining someone else working out, and it's mainly because we need to be enough for each other for it to actually work. If it's not just us, then that opens the door for so many other things to be like Average Jimmy was saying, a sneaky link, like whatever. And who could say that was wrong if you already opened the door to other people?
Mm-hmm. True that. Grandma, you got anything before we have my next question?
No, I'm just going to agree with these niggas. I'm drunk, so I'm just going to go ahead and agree with these niggas.
We should have waited. I wanted to see grown man.
Big drunk. All this
stuff. You know, me knowing grown man as much as I do and living with this man for, what?
Like 3 years at least?
Yeah, I don't know how long it was, but it was quite a long time. I definitely think like he would be on some polygamy shit.
Like,
whoa.
Oh, now he got something to say.
Now he got something to say. Yo, grown man, yo, my man be getting, yo, that bus be coming for grown man so hard, yo.
Right. That like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yo, get off the bus, yo.
Like, why? I'm not. Actually, I'm not.
I yo, just that's wanna, it. Call him all the way off. You about to say something good. Like,
Right, I've never seen him any different.
Like, hold on. That nigga believe in polygamy, yo.
Right, and I literally said that because I know grown mans, and I knew that that was going to perk him up, so I want him to talk because I legit want to hear his opinion on this.
Wait, first of all,
why you keep grabbing your chest,
right,
yo?
Like, what's wrong, yo? Like, yo, first of all, yo, I'm not, no. If I'm with a woman, like, I'm with her. That's it. Like, there's no.
But then you're going to have grandma on the side and shit.
Stop it. No. If I'm with somebody, I'm with them, and that's it. But, like, if I'm for the streets, maybe a little bit different. I don't know. But, like, if I'm with someone, I'm just with that person. There's no extra.
Yeah, that nigga drunk. Yeah, that nigga say nothing. All right. My next question, though. So, you know, like I said, it's only going to be a male perspective. And I'm sorry, y'all.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
But who do you think is more built for a non-monogamous relationship? Is it males or do you think females?
I'll be honest with you. Same thing? Females.
Women. Yeah. I would say women.
I think women.
Now, of course, us as men, we think like, oh, how good it'd be to have all these different. But if you, if we really like open up and speak truth about certain shit, we can be jealous too. So. I've seen females drag, like females that I've seen madly in love with a dude, and then like they hit a point where they like, you know what, fuck it, and just start dragging. And the hurt that they displayed while they were getting dragged on, when they start doing the dragging,
so
it don't compare to what they what yeah, the dude was feeling.
We can't handle it.
So it
might be good, but let's be honest,
as men, with our ego. If we have, you know, we think it's good. Oh, I got these two bras and they all good and I'm fucking them. But you see how one of them perform on the other one and how the other one reacts and you never got a reaction. Now you thinking like, what this bitch doing that I can't?
We gotta get into the JJ conversation.
You can't, fellas, we can't compete with a female. Trust me.
Anybody else before I say mine?
No.
So I think that it's men. I think men can handle it better than women. It is not just about the emotional aspect. It's the physical aspect. When females fuck with multiple partners, it fucks up their pH. It's biology.
So you get
that's true. That's big facts.
Yeah,
that's
definitely right.
That's big facts.
But I will say this to
they can't handle it.
No, just to play devil's advocate.
No, go ahead.
Apparently, I don't know. Well,
take your time, yo. You good?
Yeah, but apparently, like if we fuck around with other chicks, that shit fucked it up too.
It fucks up the chicks.
They sort of know.
No, yeah. you protect yourself with everybody else, and then you go raw with your chick.
I'm not gonna elaborate.
No, I know what you're getting at.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I know what you mean. But it's
true. I get it. But
if you slurp the other one, then.
But I'm saying though too is that again, like I said. But at the end of the day, you know, it's multiple. If she got multiple partners, her shit's gonna be all fucked up.
Yeah.
So, like, she's not even built for it. That's what I'm saying.
That's a cocky, literally. That's a cocky ass answer.
No, it's the truth. This is not just coming from me. This is me having a little inside.
We should have had a woman.
But this is what I'm saying. I got this from women though. This is what I'm saying. Like I asked this question to them and I posed that question to them. I said, which one do you think is better? And then a long time. I'm sorry. But I posed that question to them and they said, yeah. I mean, I don't think we're built for it because like if like fucking with multiple partners, fucking with new partners, fuck up our pH. So I'm not even, I wouldn't even want to do that. I wouldn't even want to do that. So...
I think
I know where you're going. I'm gonna probably follow it up. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was. I didn't think about it that way. I was looking.
I think about it. Like,
is that your picture up there?
It is
the Google picture.
The little joint. Yo, I always
dork.
So I always think about it like. Oh my god!
I saw that shit.
Clearly we are fucked. Like, fucked up. Clearly we are fucked up. But oh my god, I clearly think of, so. I think about it like skeleton keys exist, right? But there's no skeleton lock.
What they say, Ever Jimmy?
A key that open many locks is a great key. A lock that is opened by many keys is a bad lock.
There you go. And we done. Yo.
All right, yo. Y'all ready to wrap this one up?
Yes. Yes, please.
But wait.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. I just want to say the same thing that I always say. When I come on here, is that, you know.
What? I don't know.
We don't know.
I always be like, you know.
You going to wrap it up and you never do.
I'm going to wrap it up. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I'm here if y'all want to dive in my DMs.
He said he's here for Valentine's Day.
What's all right at all?
It's going to air after
Valentine's Day. He said if you said after Valentine's Day, come holla.
102 pounds. He like long walks on the beach.
No, and turtleneck. You 5'10", 340.
Good. My name ain't grown man.
You like cute in the face, thinking angles.
Don't do that.
Cute in the face, thinking I'm angles.
He said, "If you down for the throuple, what's up?"
Damn, more about
right, but you one person though.
Sorry, one person.
All I'm gonna say,
in the face, thinking angles.
Fuck these niggas. All I'm gonna say is I'm an equal opportunity employer.
Right. So thinking angles,
but not what grown man's talking about, because that's him. He like them specials over
if,
there.
If you.
See, you can't even spit it
out. Oh, man. I forgot about the E-Man specials.
Right, the E-Man specials.
Wait a minute. First of all, fuck your name. You hit one big girl in your life. You hit one big joint in your life. Now, everybody just want to say you deemed.
Sir, don't do that.
It's only been one. One. One.
Yeah.
One. Oh, grown man, you said you hit one big chick? That's what you're saying?
One big joint in your life. You said niggas want just.
You said he hit one.
He said.
That's what you're saying.
He only hit one because Lil Nas X ain't a big chick.
One.
Like, one. Talk about you. One. You really go out here.
One in 2 months.
We got to keep it real with our listeners. Honestly, romance hasn't hit. Honestly, both of y'all probably on the same scale.
I agree.
Y'all might be on the same scale.
Oh my god!
All right, whatever. But
right,
I'll say the.
But grown man, you can't say one though. You can't say one.
Wait, and then we'll talk about this offline. But
we'll talk about it offline. But we're not gonna let our listeners act like grown man's out here just fucking one big chick. He has multiple, but you had multiple also.
I had one in the possible.
Whoa! Did you say spades, nigga?
How is it a possible?
Right, did you say spades?
She was borderline.
Depends on who you ask. It depends what she had. Tipped the scale or not.
What
she had for lunch.
She had nice titties. That's why she had possible.
Because she walked around. Looked like she.
That was mad tall.
She was built like a refrigerator a little bit.
Oh, we gotta get
out of here. She had chubby titties.
Built like a deep freezer.
Matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about it, Eddie Flex might be he might be winning.
I think he is winning.
I don't know.
Eddie Flex list. I'm now thinking about it.
That's what I'm saying. Think about that shit.
No, I'm winning. No, I only had one big drop.
No, I'm saying. One. No, he's saying.
He's the one who had
I'm
more.
Eddie Flex is on a big scale.
Yeah, he's big.
What?
Yeah, he's more.
We're going to tally this up offline.
We'll let you know, guys. We'll let you guys know next episode. Grown man. No. Tell them about our social, yo.
Yo, just follow us on Instagram.
On the thing. On the joint. On the joint I be posting from all the time.
Follow us on Instagram at drunk_word.
We out here.
Underscore sober thoughts.
Yeah, we out here.
That's wrong. No, it's still wrong.
I mean, you know, I might post a playlist or something maybe this week. Drunk words. Search all the way to the bottom. You know, that thing.
Words.
Follow us on Instagram, nigga.
I mean, Eddie Flex. before we got out of here?
It was a pleasure seeing you all this evening. Oh, Wayne, Lord. I hope I can see you all again sometime soon.
The fucking turtleneck.
Yo, you might be three episodes in a row. We might get you next. We'll see.
Well,
Eric, Jimmy, anything before we roll out?
Don't be silly. Wrap your willy.
Hey.
No more Scorpios in November.
Hey. Hey, fucking
that Migos hit hard
Jimmy,
tonight.
Eric, right. Jimmy, and I is gonna about to shut fucking Deep Creek the fuck. Damn,
you better know. Mm-hmm. Oh, one more time, one more thing. And if you don't want to rap it, don't be a dummy. Come on, her tummy. We out.
Hey,
don't shoot the
Peace.